This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Conversation about pretty much everything here on the DJV program, and I'm the man who built the tower. I'm Doug Steffen, and joining me on the tower, not leaning though, Jennifer Horn, up straight, Victoria Keelan here, Kara is on assignment doing something else today, so Peter Trahan happens to be at the controls in our studio in Washington. All things California. Now, let's set aside what's going on. We've got a couple of states very active with things over this past weekend. So let's go to California first before we go to Pennsylvania. All right, so Jennifer, what I was noticing first off is how the Army Corps of Engineers is concerned about the San Bernardino County Dam. Why? What's the... There was an assessment. It looks of you. It looks like the Hoover Dam a little bit, but what's the itch there?
Yeah, there. It's called the Mojave River Dam, and they're saying that if there is an extreme storm, that this thing is not going to hold, and that it would put 300,000 people at risk for getting out, basically, for damage, for property damage, all that stuff. It continues to operate, however, as it was designed, and so this is another example of the government needing to get things together. If you remember back in 2017, there were 200,000 people in three different Sierra Nevada counties in Northern California that were forced to evacuate after the Oroville Dam crumbled and fell away during heavy rains. And so now it seems that there's not a lot of faith in the Mojave Dam, which is in Victorville. You'd find it on the way if you're driving from Los Angeles to Las Vegas, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
The 15th,
right.
Yeah.
Now, the latest from, let's see, what can the state of California take over now and ruin? That is already ruined anyway, so why not take it over and add to the ruination, right? Doesn't that sound like it makes sense?
Yeah, so the story in California, both northern and southern, has been fires over the last several weeks. And for the most part, it seems that many of the fires that are still burning are contained, at least to some, you know, to the large degree they're contained. But the response now from the government is, what do we do next? And that's because many of these fires were triggered by failures of our utilities, PG&E in Northern California and Southern California Edison in Southern California. PG&E is already going through bankruptcy, although somehow they found in their budget $25 million to pay out in bonuses to their board of directors, which
makes a lot of sense to me. Yeah, right. Yeah.
But the governor, Gavin Newsom, said over the weekend that if PG&E doesn't get itself out of bankruptcy, then the state could take it over. Now, look, I'm not trying to say that PG&E doesn't have a lot of work to do, but I also understand that the government getting in the mix is probably not going to make it any better. And in fact, it'll probably just cost taxpayers a whole lot more money, which are the people that really should be defended in all of this. Because not only is PG&E and Southern California Edison guilty of causing and sparking some of these fires, but they also did these mandatory power outages that really, when you think about people who were out of power for 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, think about what that does to your life. It pushes you back into the dark ages. You lose the food that was in your refrigerator. Maybe you have an older person or someone who has special needs at home that depends on
power. Who pays for the stuff in your freezer and your refrigerator?
You do.
What happens to the food that was there? Oh.
You do. It's just waste. My uncle lives up in Tehachapi, which is north of Los Angeles, south of Bakersfield. And there were no fires near him, yet he lived without power for 2.5 days. Now, they lost a lot of stuff. They lost the stuff in the refrigerator. My aunt had a stroke several years ago, and so she now sleeps in a hospital bed. She was literally frozen in one position for 2.5 days. And she's very limited mobility. She pretty much is in that bed all the time.
So you think these morons that run these companies even think about that stuff? They don't think about the ramifications. All they think about is themselves. That's all they think about.
Right. And so, and to have the, I mean, I understand the governor goes, oh, we better get something together, but this has been a long line of problems. First, Jerry Brown, when he was governor, which was as of last year at this time he was governor, and for 10 years before that, and another 10 years before that, Jerry Brown made a deal with PG&E that limited the liabilities that they had to pay. So PG&E made the decision as a corporation trying to make a profit that they were not going to harden their infrastructure because they knew that the amount they'd pay in liabilities with the cap was less than it would cost them to harden the infrastructure. Now, that's gone. PG&E is restructuring it, and the governor is now saying he wants to get, the new governor, Newsom, wants to get involved with all of this. I also learned something else on last week, actually, that apparently in California, when you have a big business in California, there are certain green regulations, certain amounts of money that you generate, your operational costs, a percentage of that has to go to green initiatives. Right. So there's now a group of people who have formed that are asking these power companies to open their books because the thought is that so much of that money went to green initiatives that they didn't have money to do common sense stuff like putting power lines under the ground, like making sure that there was brush clearance underneath their power lines and all of that. Mm-hmm. If that turns out to be true, this will be the biggest crime that is that really is the biggest marker against these green initiatives, I
think, to
date.
If you can charge Trump with offenses after he gets out of office, why can't we charge Jerry Brown with offenses? He's out of office now. He's governor. Me. What about the malfeasance? It's, sounds like almost the deal. How, without getting legislative approval, he just says a fiat, says, okay, you guys, this is what we're going to do. How does he get away with that? I'd like to look at his stock portfolio, too, please. Thanks very much.
Well, that was the other story that came out, is that Gavin Newsom has taken a ton of money in campaign donations from PG&E and some of its members.
Shocking.
So, now, that's coming
God,
out, too. Yeah.
Hard to believe. So the Kincade Fire, which is the largest, right, in
that
Northern California?
That was the largest, yeah, 77,000 acres, I think.
What happened to the wine places up there? What's this latest?
It destroyed, as far as I know, it destroyed one winery called Soda Rock, and that one's a complete loss. But the others, I think, were able to escape damage, unlike the last time Sonoma had a fire. The Tubbs Fire took down several wineries, which hurts the agriculture industry in California. A lot of our money depends on it. But what will be long-lasting, and people don't talk about this a lot, and I think it's because they just don't know, is that the smoke, when a fire is that large, it permeates. Obviously, the ash gets into the soil, and it creates juice that tastes like smoke. And there's a very famous incident of this. There was one of the biggest company, or one of the best known wines, is Silver Oak Cabernet. And years ago, there was a fire up in Napa Valley, and their vintage of that year tasted like smoke because the ash got into the ground. Then the next year's juice started to taste like that. So it's unclear what the real damage is, because I think you won't know until next year's harvest just what exactly has been done to the soil.
The ash, though, is very good for the soil. It may not be good for the flavor, but putting ash is a great neutralizer. It's like lime. It does great things for the soil, very, very helpful for the soil. That's why when you see all these things get burned out, when the next year comes around, they grow back better and greener if there's enough rain, because the ash has helped to support the value of what the soil needs. Soil needs a lot of support, and fertilizers don't give it any support to the dirt, gives support to the plant that's growing, but continues to take nutrients out of the soil. So ash puts it back in, because it's all part of the same, you know, what the old ashes to ashes and dust to dust. That's true. It's very good because it's taken out of the soil and puts back in the soil. That's what ash is, from trees that have grown and taken stuff, nutrients out of the soil. So when they burn, it goes back into the soil. It's good for it. How about, you didn't know that was true, probably. Many of you aren't even thinking
about
that.
No, I actually did. I know it's kind of nature regenerating itself. It's just, again, it's more about, for the wine industry, it's more about if it impacts the flavor profile, and that's hard to know until, you know.
Yeah. All right, so we have the story of what's going on in California. In a minute, we're going to find out what's going on, or a couple of minutes, what's going on in Pennsylvania. Next up here on the DJV Show. Does someone you know or love have type 2 diabetes? Well, they're not alone. 1 in 3 Americans has type 2 diabetes. It could be pre-diabetic. Check out Curalin. To help support healthy glucose levels, Curalin is a dietary supplement that addresses the issue of glucose support. Curalin is a blend of ancient Ayurvedic practices and modern science, and it works very quickly. Curalin is comprised of 10 natural ingredients. Each one has been tested for its specific effect on glycemic response. So if you need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels, you owe it to yourself to check out Curalin.net. Curalin does not only support blood sugar, but it helps support weight loss, digestion, and reduces cravings. For a limited time, DJV listeners will receive $20 off their first order. Tens of thousands of people have found that finally there's an easy and natural way to manage healthy blood sugar levels. Visit Curalin.net and enter promo code DJV to reclaim your life. That's Curalin, Curalin.net, code DJV.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it works. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
All right, a couple of items here from the state of Pennsylvania. The governor there, Tom Wolf, signing an election reform bill that has his office calling it the most significant improvement to Pennsylvania's elections in 80 years. It's a bipartisan bill, ladies. Allows voting by mail, which is an up to 50 days before an election. That's like electronic. Like, what is there? It used to be people went to the polls on election day. They say,
well,
this
you can't
is going to
make it. If you can't,
well, why
make
can't
it?
You make it?
That's what absentee ballots. That's why they exist, because sometimes people can't make it. If you're
okay,
overseas,
so what's the difference between voting by mail and an absentee ballot? What's the difference? The same thing?
Not much, actually. Voting by mail is the absentee ballot program. Okay. The thing that the provisional ballots is what I really take issue with. It's provisional ballots are the ones where people show up and go, I don't know, I wasn't on the list. That's where you have the real opportunity for fraud.
Yeah,
and unfortunately, I know at least in California, they hand out tons of those things.
Yeah. Also in Pennsylvania, Penn State University police started an investigation of a new allegation against Jerry Sandusky. You thought this was all over, huh? Spokesperson of the university said that an individual told university police that Sandusky sexually assaulted them at the football building in June of 2000. Well, actually, between June of 2000 and September 2010. The individual listed two counts of rape, two other counts of sex offenders. But he's in jail for 30 years, so what good does this do now?
Well, he's going to get resentenced for the first one, so maybe I don't know if they're going to open a new trial. Not sure.
The resentencing takes place next week, I think, doesn't it? Or this week? Friday this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Just throw away.
Isn't he 70 something now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So right.
Yeah, 30 years on top of 30 years, that pretty much clinches it for him.
Right.
For him, as well it should be. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's an interesting story, ladies. Music time on the DJB program. In this hour of the program, we focus first on Steven Spielberg and the Bee Gees. I think it was last week we were talking about the development of this Bee Gees movie, and Spielberg is not pleased about it. The Bee Gees project, which had long resided in Spielberg's DreamWorks, and more recently at Amblin, which is his production company, came to Paramount through Bohemian Rhapsody producer Graham King. The problem from Spielberg's point of view was that he thought he was involved with the movie and was unaware that it had been set up over at Paramount. When Paramount learned what had transpired, they quickly negotiated a deal to cut Spielberg and Amblin in. You don't want to...
Not someone you want on your enemy list.
You don't want, right. You don't want to be messing around. So now they're going to finance 25% of the film. Spielberg's been pretty eager to secure the rights to the life story of the Bee Gees, but Barry Gibb apparently balked when he was approached with a legal document that was 100 pages long. Oh, there you go. Let's hear it for the lawyers. So British producer Graham King, remember he did Bohemian Rhapsody, set all kinds of records, took in $900 million. He spent time with Gibb this summer, went over a new deal with Gibb over a week they spent together in Miami, making sure Gibb was comfortable before he signed it. Paramount, which released the Elton John movie Rocket Man, purchased the rights to the Bee Gees story in October. The Bee Gees, remember the brothers Gibb, were Barry, Robin, and Morris. Maurice, some people say Maurice, some people say Morris. There, if you look at the best-selling music artists of all time around the world, these guys are on the top of that list. From the 60s, 70s, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart, Too Much Heaven, Nights on Broadway, Staying Alive. So Barry is the only surviving member. He's 73. Maurice died. Robin, they were twins. They died quite a while ago, I think. So all the money is going to him. I guess the offspring. Also, but there's lots of dough here.
It'd probably be an interesting story, though. I don't know anything about them.
Yeah. No, I think it would be a very interesting story. Yep, very interesting. All right, so that's that story. Now, Gaga has popped up in the movie land again. She's landed her next role. Because she did so well in A Star is Born, she's going to star in an upcoming film from Ridley Scott. about the Gucci family. Remember the Gucci, Guccio, Gucci? The Gucci, isn't the Gucci brand still big?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Gaga's going to play Patrizia Reggiani, who's the ex-wife of Maurizio Gucci, who was tried and convicted of organizing her ex-husband's assassination. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Served 18 years in jail. What? No, yes? Good deal?
I think this sounds like a really interesting story.
Yeah. Maurizio had two daughters with Patrizia Reggiani. Left
I just want to hear Doug say the name some more.
I know, right?
Patrizia Reggiani. She had a brain tumor removed. Her children blamed it for her actions. The media took a darker view of her during the affair, depicting her as a hot-blooded woman scorned and dubbing her the Black Widow. Ooh. 29 years, got out of jail 18 years later. Who's that? Is that Bentley likes the idea of this movie?
Bentley's a huge Gaga fan.
Oh, really? Good. So the book, the movie is based on the book by Sarah Gay Forden, The House of Gucci, a sensational story of murder, madness, glamour, and greed. So Gaga's playing Patrizia Reggiani. All right, is that okay?
That was very good.
Maurizio Gucci. Anyway, so that'll be good. When is this supposed to, I think it's just going into pre-production now.
Probably,
so
yep.
Probably a movie for Christmas next year. They get it going. Maybe that's a little fast, but we'll see. Anyway, I like Gaga, and I hope that it's another good role for her. Maybe hope there's some music attached to it. 28 after the hour, the music portion of this hour of the DJV.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As Democrats prepare to take the impeachment inquiry against President Trump to another level, Republicans continue to say that they're trying to undo the 2016 election. Here's House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
We are exactly 1 year away from Americans going to the polls. They're trying to change the outcome of 2016 and influence the next one.
That's House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy. Meanwhile, four White House officials scheduled to give depositions in the impeachment inquiry today won't be showing up. They're reportedly expected to skip the closed-door session. President Trump threatening to cut federal funding to California as wildfires are raging across the state. He says wildfires consume California's forests every year, and he says the state's always coming to the feds for funding to help fight them. He says no more. And this is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath.
He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties.
He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How do you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client at Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Four at the hour now on the DJV program with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. They are great friends. I speak from experience. I find them not only to be friendly, but fun. Fun to have a fun friend, is it not? How do you like my alliteration? It's fun to have a fun friend. So, they
it
are
is.
All in.
Yeah.
It is.
And
it's
we're
fun.
All right. Yeah, we're fun.
You are. From the AOK department. All right, so it's time to move. If you've gotten fed up with your community, things are lousy, taxes are too high, Victoria is going to take you to dreamland, a place that will pay you to move there, and it's not in Alaska, right?
No, it's not. It's actually not. And I think last year we talked about, I want to say it was Vermont or New Hampshire, was one of the two states.
Vermont.
Was it Vermont? They were paying people $10,000 to relocate to Vermont. Well, for the second year in a row, the talent recruitment initiative called Tulsa Remote is now hoping to bring remote workers to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and they're offering selected applicants a $10,000 grant, plus they're also going to provide remote workers with a co-working space and assistance finding housing. So in its first year, Tulsa Remote, that's the name of the initiative, they had applications from all around the world, which maybe you wouldn't think of as people around the world wanting to move to Tulsa, but I guess they do. And so if you work from home, which a lot of people do these days, it's not a bad idea. Like you said, Doug, if you're looking to get out, if you maybe the taxes are too high where you live, maybe you're just looking for a change. If you are someone who works remotely, it's a pretty good deal, and you're not stuck in an office all the time. You just have some co-working space, and then you also work from home.
Yeah. So there you go. What's wrong with that? Sounds like a good deal. Tulsa. Not a bad place. I've driven through Tulsa. Not a bad place. It's right in the middle of the country. Literally. Tulsa, Wichita, they are exactly halfway from either coast.
Do you remember the old country song, Living on Tulsa Time?
No.
That was a good
one. You
want
to sing a little bit for us, please?
Living
on Tulsa Time.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's good. Mm-hmm. Couple of appointments from El Presidente. The announcement of, the new acting, I always love this, the acting deputy, somebody or other. This is the Department of Homeland Security. Mr. Chad Wolf is stepping in, replacing Kevin McEwen.
McElhannon.
Him too.
Yeah.
All right. So, he worked for the former DHS secretary, Ms. Nielsen, right? What do you know about this guy?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't, actually.
Chad
Nothing.
Wolf. Sounds like he should be a radio host, right? Chad Benson? Chad Benson, meet Chad Wolf.
I appreciate that his name is easy to say and spell, uh-huh. So that's pretty cool. But
right, exactly. He's been he's worked both for Democrats and Republicans. How about that? He's got to... I was talking... I don't remember whether it was my daughter and I were having this conversation about people, or was it here we were talking about? No, it was here. We were talking about I made reference to Elizabeth McCord, who is the, hello folks, if you don't know, she was Madam Secretary and she's now Madam President on the CBS show that airs Sunday night at 10 o'clock. And she had, as part of her election scheme, she ran as an independent and had a Republican running mate. And they've had part of the theme of the show is they have their little kerfluffles. But I thought that making a light of something that was done, I think there was a story about Republicans and Democrats doing something together, Jennifer, that you'd said. I thought this would be kind of an interesting idea. We were talking about who would make a good vice presidential candidate for some of these various Democrats. And would they ever pick a Republican? And the lady seemed to say, no,
gotcha.
Never do that. No, wouldn't happen. But anyway, this guy's worked for both Obama and previous Republicans, I think for Bush, matter of fact. So we'll see what happens. He's he's not as tough on immigration enforcement, apparently, as some of the Trumpsters would like him to be. So is that sudden death for him? Or he wouldn't have made it this far, I wouldn't have thought, Jennifer, if they hadn't really kind of screened him, right?
Yeah, everybody gets a fair chance, right?
Okay. Now, over at the Fools and Drugs Administration, the president says he's nominating oncologist Stephen Hahn to lead the FDA. He's the chief medical examiner at the University of Texas Cancer Center, chief medical executive, worked for 7 years as a senior investigator at the National Cancer Institute, 2 years as its prostate at the prostate cancer clinic there, left government work in 1996. So the acting FDA commissioner had to return to the National Cancer Institute. And so this guy's coming in. Got to be confirmed by the Senate, yada, yada, yada. So what do we know about this guy? Anything? Not a name that's household name. Does he have to drink the Kool-Aid in order to get in? How does somebody become...
He has to have the qualifications, and he's got to have the background so he can execute the job, right?
Well, but he doesn't come from industry, which is sort of short-circuiting what normally goes on here. Usually these people that run these agencies...
What was his past?
He was a researcher, chief medical executive, University of Texas Cancer Center before.
Yeah. I like that.
So, yeah, I think it's better than bringing somebody in from the drug bugs, that's for sure. Yeah, let's have none of that. Yeah. Right? Don't we think that's better?
Yeah, for sure.
That business. By the way, speaking of business, it's interesting to look at some of the corporate profit reports that came in. You know, they every quarter report their profits. And there have been people who have been concerned about a slowdown because the people, some of the folks in the news media want to have something extra to write about, so they'll scare the hell out of everybody. Can't scare you with the weather, can't scare you about a war, can't scare you about, well, let's scare you about the economy. Yeah, it's we're due for a slowdown, due for a recession. Yeah, well, you know, sorry to disappoint. And I don't think it has anything to do with Trump. Some people will tell you it does. I don't think it has anything to do with Trump. Jennifer will probably argue that point. But the real point is that earnings are good. Corporate profits are even. This is a report of 342 companies in the Standard & Poor 500. 75% of them are in better shape than they were in the third quarter of last year. That's pretty good, don't you think? Seems like pretty good.
I think that's
right. Business news. Yep. All right. Now, also in the business world, fellow who runs McDonald's apparently is out of a job today. His name is Stephen Easterbrook, or Esterbrook. He was booted over.
Happy Meal.
Yeah. Apparently he did. And he's not that good looking, so I don't know what this is about.
No, but his paycheck's hot. So.
Yeah. That could be it. Yeah. All right, so anyway, there's a new CEO there. Not that we care about the names. You might care about the circumstances. This guy got booted because he was romancing an employee there. He violated company policy, engaged in a consensual relationship with an employee. You're not supposed to do that there.
I don't know if he was married. Was he married?
Or
was he single and he just was dating someone who worked for him?
Yeah, you're not supposed to date your underlings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So even though it was consensual, he's been the chief executive officer at McDonald's since March of 2015. He's actually a British guy. Joined the company in 93 as a financial reporting manager. Worked out of London. He's been all around the world running McDonald's efforts. And so he got the job here in 2015. I think after 4 or 5 years, most of these guys, men and women, run sour. Don't you think that's the case? They just kind of run out of ideas. But this was a legitimate concern.
I just think the weird thing about McDonald's is that every other fast food chain has kind of embraced the plant-based meat or whatever you want to call it. Right. And McDonald's has done absolutely nothing, not even for vegans, but for vegetarians. They've done nothing. It just seems like they're really, I don't know, missing the mark because so many people are going to get the Impossible Burger at Burger King. Taco Bell is even experimenting with it. Pizza Hut is. It seems like McDonald's has really kind of just fallen behind. Maybe a new CEO is what it needed.
It could be. They have some local problems here in Massachusetts. McDonald's store here came under fire at Halloween for a display of seasonal Halloween stickers that some of the customers thought were insensitive, maybe even racist. At the register in the store, customers noticed a design on the cashier's stand that appeared to display jack-o'-lanterns, black bats, and an eerie tree that appeared to be a black rope dangling from it, with a lifeless
like a noose?
Black stick figure hanging from the rope. Right. Mm-hmm. Very smart of them to pull that kind of stupid. I mean, hello, doesn't it look like it suggests a lynching scene to me?
Yeah.
Not only was the tree design placed in an area that was eye level for any youngsters to see, this McDonald's is located across the street from a school, so a lot of teenagers hang out there as well. One of the staff members removed the decor when a news crew arrived. Of course. Right. There you go. So the owner issued a public apology after getting rid of the scene. You can't get away with this stuff this day and age. Whether you think it's funny or not, it's not. It just doesn't work anymore. So the guy who owns it said, "We apologize for any unintended offense." What? So he obviously either he saw it and he didn't pay any attention to it, or somebody was pulling a fast one. Maybe there was somebody there who didn't like him. Who knows? But that stuff doesn't work. Doesn't work, boys and girls. 45 after the hour. Up next, the FBI finds a looted painting. We'll talk about that after this. A focus on losing weight. For some people, it's a year-long battle. For some people, it lasts 10 years. For some people, it lasts their entire lifetime. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, which is a weight loss product that is completely natural. It's not like some of these crash diets where you lose 30 pounds in 30 days. No.
Most people do see inches and pounds within the first 4 to 6 weeks of taking the product. But our 90-day program is where our huge 86% success rate is. So if you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better while you're taking it too.
So go to calotren.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. And right now there's a huge Halloween special, as I mentioned. Don't miss out on your way of saving a lot of money, saving your life, saving your health. Go to calotren.com. Use the discount code DJV. All of you have helped MyPillow become a big, amazing American company. So Mike Lindell, who's the inventor, the CEO at MyPillow.com, wants to give you a special deal. Your listeners to this program, you have helped a lot because you bought a lot of pillows. So now you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the new radio listener special. The BOGO has returned. Yes, the BOGO. What's the BOGO, you say? Buy one, get one free. All the MyPillows right now are available. Get one MyPillow at the regular price. Get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, so much more, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use the promo code DJV for all the great radio specials at MyPillow.com. Does someone you know or love have type 2 diabetes? Well, they're not alone. 1 in 3 Americans has type 2 diabetes. It could be pre-diabetic. Check out Curalin to help support healthy glucose levels. Curalin is a dietary supplement that addresses the issue of glucose support. Curalin is a blend of ancient Ayurvedic practices and modern science, and it works very quickly. Curalin is comprised of 10 natural ingredients. Each one has been tested for its specific effect on glycemic response. So if you need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels, you owe it to yourself to check out Curalin.net. Curalin does not only support blood sugar, but it helps support weight loss, digestion, and reduces cravings. For a limited time, DJV listeners will receive $20 off their first order. Tens of thousands of people have found that finally there's an easy and natural way to manage healthy blood sugar levels. Visit Curalin.net and enter promo code DJV to reclaim your life. That's Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N.net, code DJV.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
All right, so the FBI has recovered a painting that the Nazis looted when Adolf Hitler came to power in 1933. His propaganda machine singled out the Berliner Tageblatt, a newspaper known for its criticism of the far right, as a symbol of the so-called Jewish press. That same year, the paper's publisher fled to Switzerland with his wife. The Nazis, in turn, quickly seized the art collection. A lot of paintings included one called Winter by American artist Gary Melchers. 85 years later, they have found that painting in a New York museum. That was interesting. Upstate New York museum. They didn't even know they had the painting. How about that? 10 before the hour.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores.
Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I was like trying to match wits with the singers, Johnny. Money Pit! Time for our weekly excursion into how to build a new house, how to fix a house. I noticed that one of the things that's good, I was looking at some reports in the Wall Street Journal,
yeah.
And housing starts, housing business, which predicates pretty much how the national, the economy works. Number of houses for sale,
right.
Over $100 million.
Mm-hmm. How many houses are for sale over $100 million?
There are six in California.
Wow.
Find that hard to believe. But anyway, things are good. Now we've got to get to some of the questions from people who listen to this program, who would also do well to listen to the Money Pit on the radio over every weekend. It's a great show. MoneyPit.com is the website. Find all kinds of helpful hints there as to what to do in your home for specific problems. Here's Ryan, who lives up in New Hampshire. He's got an 8x8 ceramic tile array in his bathroom, on the floor, as a matter of fact. And they're only a few years old. Some of them have cracked down the middle. I assume that's because they don't bend under the floor beneath and the floor above.
Yeah.
Well, it's because they didn't put enough concrete down on the tiles, right?
Whatever type of backer he was using. Yeah, he wants to know if he could just replace those. Well, you can, but they're going to crack again.
Same thing.
I mean,
right.
Basically, you've identified the problem there, Doug, and that is that when you put ceramic tile in, and I'll tell you this, the wider the tile, you know, if you have, like, mosaic tile, you can get away with a somewhat flexible floor, right? Yeah, sure, cracks and moves, but you don't really see it because you have so many seams, right? But if you put a big tile, like an 8-inch tile or a 12-inch tile, boy, I tell you what, if that floor isn't rock solid, it's going to crack and it's going to show and look awful. So, no, you can't just up and remove those. If you're going to replace them, you've got to take them up and you've got to build up that floor. Now, how do we do that? Well, it depends on how your house is built. But, you know, you could use, as Doug, I think you alluded to, what's called a mud floor, where you put down mesh, wire mesh, Yep. And then you put a sort of a concrete-like slurry mix over that. Now, that ends up being fairly thick if it's done right. It's probably an inch thick, and that's one way to do it. The other way to do it is, of course, to put in some heavier plywood. Maybe you'll get away with something a little bit less. But do remember, when you make that floor change, you have to also raise the plumbing for the toilet, right? Because the toilet sits flush on the floor,
yep,
and connects to the drain. And if you're going to make the floor much thicker, you have to fix that. So, you know, I tell you, for bathrooms, they're a lot of work, even though they're really small rooms, because they take just as many steps to do these projects as if you were doing it for a much larger room. But it's also super inconvenient, so you want to get it done quickly.
Beware. Alex, listening to us on a station in Michigan, says the last couple of winters he's been dealing with water pipes that freeze in the crawl space under his house. Man, that brings back some memories, because I was the only one who could fit in the crawl space under our house. And I had to climb right in there to fix it. He wants to know if he can put heat tape on these pipes. Why not?
Well, heat tape is not designed to be a 24/7 appliance. Now, for those who are unfamiliar with this term, it's basically a strip of plastic that gets warm, and you lay it against the pipe. Those that put it on sometimes will make the mistake of wrapping it over itself as if it was tape. That's a mistake. What you do is you put it parallel to the pipe, and then you tape it on in a few spots. And it basically warms up the pipe to thaw it. But it's not a smart idea to leave it on 24/7. First of all, it's going to be really expensive. And secondly, it could be a potential fire hazard. And you never, ever, ever want to cover the heat tape with insulation for all the same reasons. So what I would recommend is that if you know where these pipes are, you got to get in there and do a really good job insulating them. Now, you know, in Michigan, I'm thinking that you're probably going to need to use fiberglass pipe insulation. They have it basically designed as a sleeve where it's slit on one side. You can snap it over the pipe, but it's much thicker than the sort of foam insulation that we see here in the Northeast. That's pretty common because our winters are obviously not as bad. But when you do this, you also want to make sure you pick up the pieces, and they're made just for corners, for example, or elbows. And you do a really good job attaching that. If you do a good job insulating all of those pipes, then I think you can prevent it from freezing. But if you do have to use heat tape, the way to properly do that is to remove the insulation, attach the heat tape, thaw the pipe, and then put the whole thing back together. But don't leave it on 24/7.
No, not a smart idea. Sean has decided he'd like to start parking his car inside the garage. That's
what a concept.
Cool. Yeah. Do you have any tips for organizing the stuff that's all over the garage?
Well, listen, if you've got kids, I always think it's the only room in the house where tools and toxins are stored side by side, right? Toys and toxins side by side. Yeah. So you want to be careful to separate all that stuff. Everything that's toxic needs to be locked away or up on shelves. I also think that the vertical space in the garage is way underused. So make sure you get any tools like ladders and things of that nature up high on the walls. Keep them off of the floor. And stop just throwing everything in there, will you? You got to leave room for the car.
Don't junk it up. That's the bottom line. Tommy Decay, check out the fabulous appointments at Mike.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.